Messages by Joyce Meyer, Craig Groeschel, and Darlene Check. And worship with Christy Knuckles, Anthony Evans Jr., and Matt Redman. Come discover the roadmap to the beautiful life God has for you in St. Louis, Missouri, September 17th through the 19th. Register today. Visit us online at joycemeyer.org/lovelife.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Being ignorant of God's righteousness. Many in the church today go about to establish their own righteousness. No earrings in this church. I'm not going to go there. I just throw that out there. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. It's establishing your own righteousness. And it brings about bondage and death. Amen. Romans 10 and 5 says, "For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them." In other words, the law that Moses was given in the Old Testament was weak through the flesh. No one could fulfill it. And so every year, the high priest would have to offer a sacrifice. Every year for atonement. That's when people could do all kind of stuff. And at the end of the year, just offer the sacrifice. We cool. But see, Jesus became the supreme sacrifice. So that now no one has to go up and offer a sacrifice every year. He became the sacrifice, the lamb that was slain. Amen? Now, you cannot, and I want to emphasize this so strongly until it breaks in someone's mindset, you cannot be righteous simply by your performance. You have people in the world that won't, you'll never hear them say anything about the Lord or give any praise to God, that don't love God, don't know God, don't care about God, that can do things well, that can perform, that can do things with excellence, but there's no God. So your righteousness has to exceed. It has to go beyond the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. So the law was weak through faith. Now, in verse number 6 of the same chapter, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." Say this with me. The word is in my heart. And the word is in my mouth. Every born-again child of God, everyone that's saved, there's a word that's in your heart. The word is in your heart. The word is in your heart as a result of Jesus coming into your life. You may not know verse in scripture. You may not know Genesis to Revelation. You may not know a bunch of verses. But if you are saved, the word is in you. Why is that? Because Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. So that Word is in you. Tell somebody, the Word is in me. Let me real quick distinguish three things. We are a triune being, spirit, soul, and body, but there's three parts of us that no one sees. Our spirit, our heart, and our soul. and they all are distinctly different. Your spirit is saved, is full of the righteousness of God. You cannot sin. A born-again believer cannot sin from their spirit because it's been born again of an incorruptible seed, and it cannot sin. What messes stuff up is the condition of your heart. Everything that God deals with concerning you has to come through your heart. He doesn't deal with your outward appearance. God looks on the heart, and he deals with the heart. And how you have yielded your heart will determine the flow of the Spirit coming into your life, not your performance. That's why you can see people that don't have a lot of abilities, but their heart before God. And they'll be on an accelerated track, and you'll be wondering, why is God blessing them so? They don't even have an education. They don't even have this. They don't have money, but God blessing them because their heart is right. That spirit, that grace can flow through their heart into their life. But if your heart is all messed up, you put a cap on it. You need more truth. That'll set you free to be what God created you to be. To become all that you are capable of becoming. Salvation is a result of believing and confessing. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. First, it's in the heart. That's why this message is the heart of grace. First, you must receive grace in your heart. You have to trust God enough to lay aside your efforts, lay aside your goodness, lay aside your resume, lay aside everything that you have been, all that you have come from, all that you've accomplished, and come to him as a little child. And believe in your heart. God has raised him from the dead. That's where grace starts. Because your spirit is full of power. Yes, it is. You would know that about a lot of us because of the way we live. You're saved. But you need truth as it pertains to deliverance. And it's not something you have to attain. It's something you've already received. As a matter of fact, if we understand this properly, everything you will ever need for whatever vision God has given you is already in you. Amen. Amen. God didn't shortchange you or leave anything out that pertains to your destiny. It's in you. But see, that other part, the soul, the mind, the will, the emotion, the eyes, the ears, all that, the body, all those things, the soul realm has to prosper. You can't live 10 years ago. You understand? I mean, still, you're stuck in a time warp. God is moving. And your soul has to prosper. You can't live in your last experience, whether it was success or defeat. You got to move on. Look at somebody, tell them God is moving. See, the cloud is moving, and we have to move with the cloud. So our soul, my mind, has to be renewed day by day. I have to think new thoughts. See, religion keeps you in a bottle. Now, I know God says he changes not, but he changes us. Hello? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. And as we follow him, things become new. He'll lead you in a way you've never been before. But religion will have you stuck doing the... See, think about religion. You do the same thing the same way over and over, but you're expecting different results. That's next door to crazy. Yeah. doing the same thing the same way over and over, expecting something different. The word is in your heart as a result of Jesus coming into your life. Salvation is a result of believing and confessing. What brings salvation is the righteousness that comes by believing in the finished work. There's a righteousness that comes to us simply because we believed. It doesn't make us righteous because we gave $1 million. Give $1 million. All you that can, give $1 million. But the truth is that it doesn't make you righteous. Your faith in Jesus' finished work, your believing in that by itself makes you righteous. Isn't that amazing? That is so liberating. Now, understand this. The Word of God says, with the heart a man believes unto righteousness. It didn't say, with the heart man does unto righteousness. You got to have the believing first, and out of the believing comes the doing. But religion has the doing first, trying to live for God, but going about to establish your own righteousness, and you miss the mark of his great grace. And you limit yourself and you limit God. Man that believes unto righteousness doesn't perform unto righteousness. Now, understand, you know, you need this whole series. It might be 100 CDs, but you need the whole series on mega grace, because we're looking at different facets, different aspects of it, and you need to hear all of the things concerning grace, because it is very important to understand that we do not perform unto righteousness. When you do all that is required of you, and you've done the best you know how, and you know you did it good, at times I preach, I want to pat myself on the back, say, good job. Y'all ain't saying nothing, I say, good job. But guess what? Even when you've done your best, you have to realize that you are still not sufficient of yourself to think anything of yourself. For your sufficiency comes from God. You are still unworthy in yourself. Your worthiness comes out of Christ. See, that works both ways. When you mess up and the devil trying to accuse you and people trying to hold you hostage, you can say, no, my righteousness is in Christ. God gonna get me through this. God forgives me. God will heal me. God will restore me. God will break this thing off my life. When you stay firm like that, you walk in victory. I got a question for you. Have you accepted Jesus as your righteousness? If you have not, and you are saved, and you have not accepted him as your righteousness, then you are limited to the degree you can live righteously in your own strength. That's when the devil starts working on you. Through people, through circumstances, through environment, through opposition, persecution, affliction, trouble. See, when you're trying to do this in your own state, trouble gets to you.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 12 of Mega Grace, the Heart of Grace. Even today, in the modern church world, many stumble over this truth. They place limitations on God's ability. Paul makes a comparison of the Israelites, who were still subjected to the law of Moses, to the Gentiles that were being saved. He said, Israel had not attained to righteousness because they were under the law. Righteousness was attained through works.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR. Thanks, or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect.